Hey everyone, welcome back to the Booze and Bass Podcast. I'm your host, Jace. This is Madison. And today we're bringing back a fan favorite podcast. That is our food. What are like food?
Food rating?
Rating, I guess. This one is not going to have a S tier, A tier thing. It's just going to be our opinions. Frankly, I just don't want to edit.
Yeah.
But so we're going to have a new set of restaurants because we got a lot of texts afterwards being like, hey, you forgot this. Restaurant, so we added those ones, and we're gonna see how we think or what we think about them.
How they fare.
Yep.
Love it.
You want to start?
So, coming in at number one, Cava. Relatively new, I think, in the Tampa area, but I don't think relatively new in life. Like, I think it's been in, like, California or wherever.
Okay. And there's a Cava, like, right next to my house, and I have been there quite a few times. I love Mediterranean food, so.
Is it because you went to Greece?
It kind of opened me up to it, but I liked it before. Like pitas and, you know, like the different types of like chicken and everything and hummus and all that kind of stuff, I guess. But, I like it. I would rate it probably.
Should we do it out of 5 or out of 10?
Out of 10. I'm not rating out of 5.
Oh my gosh, I'm a queen. Okay.
Not rating out of 5. She made me rate out of 5 for something. What was it?
10. I don't know, but I just. And that was the most annoying thing. As soon as it left my lips, I was like, damn, he's going to get mad.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. Sorry.
Okay, fine, out of 10.
So out of 10, because that would be like 10, 20, 30, 40. You know, like what I'm saying? Okay.
Okay.
So out of 10, I would give it maybe like an 8.2, 8.3.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, the thing is, because the one that is close to your house is actually some of the worst, like, service ever. Like, when I tell you, like, anytime I place an order, it's always, like, 30, 40 minutes late. Doesn't matter what time of day, doesn't matter what day it is.
They probably just see your name on the thing.
Yeah, like, they say,
yeah.
It's always busy. Sometimes it's wrong a lot of times.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, they forget my pita chips one time.
So I think like the food, like if we're just rating off food alone, taking that out of consideration, I would probably go like
8.5. Okay.
Because I feel like it's good. Never makes me feel bad after.
Okay. Yeah.
It's not like greasy.
Yeah, and you feel healthy eating it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I agree. Maybe I'll bring it up to an 8.5. But Cava is very good.
Very, very good.
Very good.
There was a place like it in Orlando called Olea's.
Okay.
It was in like Sanford or whatever, and it was my favorite place. Same concept, like a Mediterranean Chipotle.
Okay.
So I was stoked over the moon when Cava opened over here.
Yeah. That's where I had one of my first dates.
Oh.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
I mean, the girl and I are not together anymore, so.
Date went great, but.
No, the date was pretty good. I enjoyed Cava. The food was good. The date was good. Like, you know, it was all good. Go ahead. Next thing.
RP to that, I guess. Raising Cane's, I just had for the first time in Orlando when I went for the Fall Out Boy concert. I love Raising Cane's.
I'm glad.
It is so good. However.
No, there's no however.
The sauce, I think, is delicious.
Okay.
But I don't think it's like.
Watch out what you say. Be careful.
Like, it's not like a special sauce.
Okay.
It tastes just like. I mix, like, the ketchup-mayo combination together. That's kind of what it tastes like. Like, it's kind of like In-N-Out sauce. Like, it's something, like, I've never, ever tried before. Mm-hmm. Like, Chick-fil-A sauce, I feel like, is very distinct. Would you agree?
Yeah, yeah.
So, but Raising Cane's itself, I'm going to say something a little controversial.
Okay.
I think it's better than Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, you're cut off right there.
No,
we can stop this podcast now.
I am anti-Chick-fil-A a little bit now.
Well, see, you're biased, so it
doesn't
count.
No, how am I biased?
Because you're, like, anti-Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, but I'm not anti-Chick-fil-A because I'm, like, on the inside or something. I'm anti-Chick-fil-A because they've gotten weird chicken.
They've got weird chicken?
Yeah.
What do you mean they got weird chicken?
You know when you take a bite of chicken and
it's like purple?
You get, like, a weird, like,
it's hard.
Like a tendon, or, like, it's just, like, it's just rubbery. It's just. Like, some fast food chicken, that's, like, a problem.
You know, I'm not gonna lie. I've never had that problem with Chick-fil-A. Maybe with their tenders, but that's like never, crazy. Never with their sandwich.
I've had that a couple times with like their chicken biscuits.
Really?
In the morning, and I've had to stop getting them for a bit because, and I even saw, I thought I was going crazy, and then I saw, no, listen, this is my testimony. I saw on TikTok that this girl also like wrote that they like changed their chicken suppliers so that they've been getting weird chicken too. And I was like, okay, well, not crazy. Other people are getting weird chicken.
Yeah, well, the one right here by,
Fondale.
Yeah.
Well,
love that place.
So, I haven't been to that one in a while. I go to the other one by the stadium.
Oh, so that one's weird. Yeah. No, I'll give you that one.
Yeah, weird chicken. And the last, like, couple times, even for lunch that I've gone, so I'm a little turned off by it.
Yeah, no, I'm a slut for Chick-fil-A. So,
Raising Cane's since has really stepped up their game.
Raising Cane's, though, I will say, I love Raising Cane's. I went there for the first time. I forgot who I went with, but I went there with my friend Laz, and then I went there with some of my coworkers after, like, a game, and it was phenomenal. The sauce, I will say, is, like, nothing special, but it's good. Yeah, it's good. It's good. I don't know if I would get, like, a whole, like, have you seen the people get, like, the cups?
The cups. I don't even know.
He's like, because hey, give me a cup
I just assumed that I got an extra side of sauce.
Yeah. And it's an upcharge, too.
It is an upcharge.
I knock that. I'm going to knock Raising Cane's
that. Yeah, because I don't agree with places that charge you for sauce.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, what? And Chick-fil-A's been a little stingy on the sauce, too.
They've been a little stingy, too.
I have to be like, hey, two Chick-fil-A sauces. And they're like, they give me like a little stank look, and they're like,
throw the last one out. Yeah, I'm like, okay.
Just throw it in the car. I'm like, bro,
they're like, that? We sell it at the store, too. Yeah. I'm like, okay. Damn. Yeah. No, I do agree. I think that they've been getting a little stingy with their, but it still hits. It's fine.
No, it does. But I think with Raising Cane's, you also have to like sub out that coleslaw for an extra side of toast.
I did that last time.
Did you get the Caniac combo? The six tenders with all that?
I got the three tenders. Four tenders.
The first time
four
you go
tenders,
to,
I think.
The first time you go to Cane's, you have to get the Caniac or else you're a bitch.
I'm a bitch. I got 4K. I got four tenders.
That's like,
and then I subbed my slaw for some bread.
That's like the initiation, you know? Like, you have to get that the first time, and then the second time, get whatever you want.
Right.
But you have to get the Caniac the first time. So whoever's listening that's never been to Cane's, make sure you get the Caniac order the first time you go. And then after that, you can just get whatever.
It's fucking wee ball.
Yeah. I'm rating it. Oh, I'm going to rate Cane's a nice 8.8.
Okay.
Maybe 8.9. Yep. We're going there.
I'm going to rate it a 9.
A 9.
I'm going to rate it a 9, and nine. Only because the sauce thing kind of annoys me.
Paying extra.
Maybe it'd be a little bit higher. Maybe it'd be like a 9.2.
Okay.
I think it's real good. Like, I think it for as far as, like, that it's fast food, I think it's good. I think it's a little better than, like...
It's a little expensive, too.
A little expensive. I think it's a little bit better than Zaxby's.
Okay.
Did we talk about Zaxby's
last time?
We did. I like Zaxby's. I think last time I said Zaxby's is a little bit better. I'm just not impressed with Chick-fil-A, I think, as of recently.
Whatever.
I think there's better options.
Okay.
For the next option, I personally have never had...
I've never had a Whataburger either. Okay. I don't know why you...
So, actually... Oh.
What...
I'm going to bring up pictures of Whataburger.
I've seen pictures.
I haven't. And I'm going to see if, based on pictures alone, based on marketing alone, if you would have it. I think it's in,
Texas.
In Georgia?
I think that it's like Texas, Louisiana. I know, all I know
is. I feel
like
there's one in like, because I passed one.
Oh, I think there might be like one in like the Panhandle. I remember because I think.
Oh, there's one in St. Augustine.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
Another reason to go to St. Augustine.
Yeah.
I remember one of my friends.
It kind of looks like... It honestly kind of looks like fake. Like, I know, like... I know, like, McDonald's looks like that, too. But this one literally looks like... This is very specific. But you know in Spy Kids, when they throw the packet into the microwave and out pops out, like, a burger and fries? That's kind of what that reminds me of.
Okay.
So, off of that, it doesn't look super appealing. And probably off of the picture alone, where you did this.
I've heard their patty melts are really good.
like a Frisco melt situation.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. That's like the go-to thing.
Okay, what would you rate that then?
Pictures and everything, I would rate it like a good...
I'd rate it a 6.
I was going to say like a 7.2 or something, yeah.
Yeah.
Somewhere close.
They need to figure out whoever they are.
Yeah, I won't knock it, but I'm not going to give it anything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I want to be nice.
They thank you for that. Next one, Fresh Kitchen. Fresh Kitchen is so good. I don't know if it's a chain outside of...
It is.
Is it?
Probably. There's no way they don't have them anywhere else. That's a sin if they don't have it anywhere else.
I feel like... No, they definitely have it other places because I'm stupid. They have one in Lake Mary because I've been to that one.
Oh, are you saying just in Tampa?
Yeah.
Oh. No.
No, he's a no sweaty.
No. I'm going to just cut to the chase. Fresh Kitchen is fantastic.
It is.
That's the only place I'll drive like 20 plus minutes to go get it.
And nothing, also going back to the kava thing, also doesn't make me feel bad when I have it.
Yeah, it's super healthy.
And I feel like anything I've had there is good.
Exactly. Barbecue chicken, blackened chicken, steak, like all good.
All their vegetables, delicious.
So I'm going to rate that. I'm going to rate it like a 9.5.
Yeah, I'm going to go with a 9.4.
9.4, 9.5, 9.6. Yeah, somewhere around that.
Yeah,
sometimes it's better than others. But I did get kind of tired of it because for spring training, they would order it almost every single day. That and Taco Dirty. So I kind of like having like that having over. That over yeah, I was like, okay, Fresh Kitchen. Like.
Yeah, I feel like there's some things that I'm like the Kale Caesar. Which had a little bit more dressing.
Okay, yeah.
But other than that...
nothing. Noodles, fantastic.
The sweet potato noodles?
Yeah.
I different. Get that double base.
Different.
Because also, I just found out, you can substitute a vegetable for a base.
So you have 3 bases and 1 vegetable?
Yeah, but sometimes I'll do like 2 of the sweet potato noodles and then 1 of the kale salad, like Caesar salad.
Okay. I just get 1 vegetable, though.
And then get, like, a broccoli. The
broccoli is good. I'm a big fan of their mushrooms. Hot take, I guess.
The basil mushrooms, delish.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I'm a big fresh mushroom kitchen. Girly. And fresh kitchen.
I think that's going to be the highest one on this list.
Oh, probably. As I'm look, probably. It's looking tough. Next one on the list, Wawa. Wawa, for it being a gas station, is pretty good. But I feel like it was almost better when it first came here.
You think they're doing too much?
Like when it first, what?
You think they're doing too much?
Like I feel like they're just like, since it's become common, they're not trying anymore.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I've been to Wawa a handful of times. I don't want to say I don't get the hype around it, but like it's okay. Like, you know?
It's okay. I think it's,
like, I wouldn't go out of my way to go out.
Food.
Okay.
And it's good, like, if you're stopping for gas and need to grab, like, a breakfast sandwich, it's good for what it is.
Okay.
Okay. That makes sense?
Yeah, like, I don't eat those, like, late night things. Like, I don't go out, like, late night to eat or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Never gone to a concert?
No. I've never been to a concert or so. But, yeah, no, it's, like, one of those things where it's, like, I don't really, like, there's no need for me to get it. If I'm at the gas station, like, I'm just there to get gas kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, I'm kind of indifferent about it. I got a $50, like, Wawa card that's just, like, sitting in my room right now. Like, thanks.
They have good coffee.
Okay, I'll try the coffee.
Or, like, a milkshake. Or, like, a
that's
smoothie.
What I've seen. I've heard they're, like, mac and cheese and not, like...
Their mac and cheese tastes like Stouffer's. Yeah, I mean, okay. It's okay. Like, it's... All of their stuff is mid, but it's okay. Like, it'll get the job done if you're on a road trip and you need a safe option to stop.
Okay.
To, like, pee, get, like, do
see,
it all.
See, I feel like road trip would be, like, the perfect.
It is a good, like, it's a road trip 10 out of 10 because it has bathrooms, it has fresh food, it has packaged food, it has, like, caffeine that's not, like, just expired. Like, it has, like, you can get coffee drinks, whatever.
It's not expired.
No, well, it's true. Like, you know, it has all of the road trip essentials. That's a road trip 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
But as like a...
Oh, I'm just going to go there because I want... Yeah.
Just for like a meal, like a solid 5.
Okay.
Not terrible, not great.
For the convenience factor, you know, gas, everything like that, I would give it like a good like 7 on the dot.
Okay.
7 on the dot. I'm trying not to be biased about it, but...
Okay.
Yeah, 7.
Okay. That's fair. Oh, that was it?
Yeah, that was
it. Oh, I thought it was, like, for convenience, it's a 7, but for food.
Oh, for food. I mean, I guess...
Well, like, I'm not doing it for, like, just for... Like, I'm saying, like, yeah, road trip, it's a 10 out of 10. Love
okay,
that.
For food, I would say, like...
But food, I'm just rating it, 6.5.
6.5?
Dang.
What?
You were a Wawa's Chamber of Commerce, I guess.
I had, like, a sub from there, and that was it.
Then you're rating it a 6.5.
The sub was good. It wasn't the best.
That's true.
I'd have the next thing.
Coming up on the list is Subway. Subway, I heard that their tuna fish isn't tuna.
Good thing, because I don't get tunas from Subway.
What do you get?
Get the BMT. It's like the Italian sandwich, Italian sub.
Mm-hmm.
So, I know, I'll say this. I know Subway gets a lot of hate because they're like, oh, Subway's nasty. Subway's this, Subway's that. I don't mind Subway. I can't eat it, like, every day. But, like, you know, a nice Subway sandwich every once in a while. Man. You got me. I'll take it.
I will say their bread.
Oh. When I walk into that Walmart. And I smell that. It hits me. My head goes back. My eyes start rolling back. I'm like.
And they just got churros and pretzels.
Did they really?
They did. So, I.
Yeah.
Here's my thing about Subway. I don't love Subway. Like, if I want a good sandwich, I'm not necessarily going to be like, let's roll up to Walmart.
Well, I don't know where a Subway is besides the Walmart.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't... They've come out of the wild. There are a lot... There are a lot of times they're by GameStop.
It's like a Ponzi scheme kind of thing.
Yeah, like, I don't know how that works. If anybody can tell me, that would be great. But I also feel like with Subway, it's very... Another good thing that, like, if it's connected to a gas station, good for a road trip. Like, it's not terrible.
I think I'll rate it.
But I would rate it like a...
What are you going to rate it?
No, because I feel like it's gonna be like a lot higher than yours or something.
No.
I would rate it like a 6.6. 6.8.
Oh, I was going to give it a 7.
Okay.
Maybe like a 7.1, 7.2 on a good day.
Yeah.
It kind of hits if you haven't had it in a while.
And that bread, that rosemary Italian is literally like...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you have it like every day or pretty often, but... You're just craving a Subway sandwich, and you get
not
one?
Not bad.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Love that.
Hell yeah.
Next one, Jersey Mike's.
I don't think I've ever been to Jersey Mike's.
Maybe unpopular opinion. 4.
Okay, I'll go with that.
Because the only, like, toppings they have, I think, are, like, lettuce, onion, tomato... And, like, oil and vinegar.
The Mike way. Isn't that what they call it or something?
And, like, I don't like tomato, onion, or really lettuce on my sandwich. I like it sometimes. But, like, I don't... So, it's, like...
I don't like anything that they offer for the sandwich.
Yeah, so that's why it's, like, I'm a little biased that, like, if I just want a ham, a plain ham and... I don't even know if they have ham. I think it's... And that's the... Oh, that's the other thing. It's a bunch of... Because it's... It's like... I think that's the point. It's like a bunch of like... Capicola. Like mortadella.
Well, you sound really Italian right there. Mortadella. You know.
Mortadella. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like normal...
Like deli, like sandwich.
Like somewhere that you would go for like the common man.
Yeah. You go to the bodega in New York or something?
I'm like J-Lo with my orange drink. Have you seen that?
Sure. The Aki way. You ever seen that?
I have seen the Aki way. I met about J-Lo with her, that she's used to running through the streets of the Bronx. And she was like, it was like her Bronx, her bodega order. She's like, ham and cheese on a roll with an orange drink. And everyone's like, what is this orange drink you speak of? She's wild. But anyway, yeah, Jersey Mike's J-Lo. 4. Solid 3 or 4.
Okay, I'll put it around there. I'll give it
a
5.
If you like tomatoes and onions.
I do like onions, don't like tomatoes. I'll put it at 5.
Okay, that's fair. Next one, Charlie's.
Oh, is that the cheesesteak place?
Mm-hmm. They have it at every mall, but also I've noticed more and more. They have them.
No, that's Lefties. They're Lefties.
But I was going to say, they have them, like, standalone. They have one on Fowler, and they have one, like, down Del Mabry, I think.
Okay. Yeah, no, I can mess up a good cheesesteak, you know what I'm saying?
I don't mind them. I think Tanner likes them.
Yeah, if Tanner likes them, I like them.
No, I think a lot of guys like it.
Yeah, no, they're good. They're good. I think I got it, like, that used to be my, like, go-to whenever, like, I'd go to the mall on, like, a Sunday, Chick-fil-A is closed.
Charlie's. Okay,
it's always there to pick me up.
They pick you up and down. Probably like a 6.
Yeah, I give it 6, 5, 7.
Like, I see why it made it out of the food court.
Yeah, no, it's unhealthy. Like, it's greasy. It's, you know, it's what you need on a good day.
We love that. Okay. Yeah. Shake Shack.
Woo! I thought we did Shake Shack last time.
Surprisingly, we didn't. I thought we did too, but we did not. We did Steak and Shake.
Did you rewatch that whole?
No, I just I just literally heard the part of me going, "That's it. That's the only food places that there are in the world," and also like zoomed in.
Oh, on the little graph,
the chart. The chart really came through.
You're welcome for that.
Listen to that.
If we do a part 3, you're screwed.
I'm keeping this paper. But
Shake Shack.
Yeah.
Yes, you're welcome. You're welcome for that.
Shake Shack. I remember having it for the first time in California.
Not with us?
Yeah.
Oh, downtown LA. Well, was that it?
Okay. We had it downtown. I personally had it in the food court, I think, at like the Century Mall. Also.
You were with me? and Jake and Brandon.
Yeah, but I don't know what you guys got from the food court. That's what I got from the food court.
Is that where we left Brandy?
We left her. Well, we didn't leave her. You're acting like we just, like, abandoned her. That's what she wanted to see. She wanted to see,
The drag queen.
Awkwafina? That sounds wrong.
Awkwafina's the actress.
That's why it's, I know, but I feel like it's the same thing. I feel like the actress is Awkwafina, AKWAFINA. Brady's gonna listen to this and be like, hey, it's X, Y, and Z, dumbass, but it's, yeah. I think it's Awkwafina. Anyway, regardless, I loved it.
Okay.
They had one in Winter Park also. Or they have one in Winter Park.
They want one in Midtown.
I think it's great.
Yeah, no, have you tried, like, their peanut butter burger or anything like that?
No.
Their special menu stuff?
They have a peanut butter burger at Forge Garage. I don't know how I feel about it.
We're not talking about Forge Garage right now. Talking about Shake Shack.
Okay, well, that's probably the same concept.
No, I think Shake Shack is elite. I think if it was closer to me, it would definitely be in my rotation, but it's like a 30-minute drive.
It's not convenient.
It's going to get cold on the way back. Their fries are good. Their burgers are good. So I would give it a nice, honestly, like 8-7.
Okay.
8-7, 8-8, milkshakes, everything's 8-8, good. Yeah. Yeah, everything's good on that.
Are you one of those people that has to bring your food home to eat?
Well, I'm not going to eat it in the car.
Like, would you eat it there?
By myself?
What?
I'm a little too introverted for that. So, I'm just going to... As it may seem, I'm a little introverted. So, I would much rather bring it home, get my little AirPods and my phone, watch some YouTube, get a nice little YouTube video to have with this nice meal, this fine dining.
That's fair.
And enjoy it at home.
Okay.
Let us know if you do that. If you eat at the restaurant.
No, I don't,
or you
always eat at the
come
restaurant.
Home.
Sometimes it's, okay, this is maybe also an unpopular opinion. Sometimes it's nice to just eat at a McDonald's.
By yourself? Just pick a booth and...
Well, I've never done
get
it
the
really.
Get the newspaper and just read
I've
it?
I've done it by myself. I don't think I've done it by myself.
Okay, so it's not...
But... Like, you know, you and a pal getting some, like, at the
oh, if I'm buffet, with someone, then I'll, like...
Have a... Enjoy a nice McDonald's.
As in, we've done that.
That's... Like... So we've done that at, like, a Wendy's.
Like, it's not... I will do that.
It's nice. I feel like... Aww.
Okay, don't get distracted.
And no, because... Anyway. You know what I mean?
No, I don't. Because you're like, oh, you ever sit down by yourself? Like, that's why you made it seem... No, I don't sit down by myself.
It doesn't necessarily have to be by yourself. Okay. But, like, are you one of those people that prefers, like, okay, even if you're with somebody, would you prefer to take it home and, like, eat? Or would you prefer to stay at the, like,
place I think it's, eat? I think it depends, like, on the situation. So, for instance, like, the other day I went to Fresh Kitchen with my friend Jake. And we just, like, we went into Fresh Kitchen after the Rays game. And then we just sat down and ate.
Okay.
But, like, I'm not going to be like, oh, I'll get my food and then see you. If that makes sense. Like, we'll talk for a little bit more.
I feel like do you think guys plan to get food together more, or do you think it's usually, paired with an activity?
Because
I feel like it's common for girls to be like, oh, do you want to grab dinner? Or, like, do you want to grab lunch? But, guys, like, I feel like when I hear, or at least some of the guys that I know,
mm-hmm.
You'll be like, oh, we're golfing, and then we're doing
sometimes, like, me and my friends would be like, oh, you want to go get a beer or something? And then that, like, kind of insinuates, like, oh, we're going to go get a meal as well. Not just a beer.
We're not going to go on a bender together as a group.
But the thing about it was, we went to the Rays game, and I got a beer there, and I was really feeling it because I haven't eaten the whole day.
Okay.
And so, after, I'm like, the chicken tenders were like $17. I was like, I'm not going to pay $17 for some chicken tenders.
And they're usually ass.
Yeah, so, like, just go somewhere after, and then, so that's what we did. We just went somewhere after.
Okay.
So, I guess it can be paired with, like, an activity, but also, like, if you just want to shoot the shit, catch up. You can do that.
Fuck it.
Yeah, you know, it's not, it's chill, it's chill.
Okay.
It's chill.
Okay, I can fuck with that.
Yep.
Domino's.
3.
Damn.
No, I'll give it like a 5.
That was so quick.
I'll give it a 5.
No, I would give Domino's like a 3 or 4.
It's not my first, second, maybe even third option for ordering pizza. Maybe even 4.
So, okay, actually, let's do that now, because I have on the list, like,
we're just gonna combine all the pizza places?
Domino's, Papa John's,
Poppy's,
Hungry Howie's,
Little Caesars.
Little Caesars.
Okay.
So let's do Domino's, Papa John's, Hungry Howie's, and Little Caesars.
Okay. So I'm just gonna say the ranking, let that speak for itself. If anyone has any problem with that,
it might be me.
Like, you know, it's fine.
I'm gonna cut the
camera. Honestly, I'm not gonna hate you for it, but we're just gonna have some, like, low key beef.
Okay.
So number one is Pizza Hut, without a doubt. If you have a problem with Pizza Hut, just fight me. Second, I'm going to go with Papa John's, just because, you know, Poppy. Third, hot take, Little Caesars, because it's cheap, it's something quick, it's always at the functions, you know, whatever. Not the best pizza, but, you know, it's at the functions. Probably fourth, I'll go Domino's. Their crust is pretty good. And then, after that, I'll do, like, Chuck E. Cheese pizza and then Hungry Howie's. I do not like Hungry Howie's.
You are an absolute crazy person.
Do not like Hungry Howie's. I will eat the mismatched Chuck E. Cheese pizza before I eat Hungry Howie's.
You are a lunatic.
Nope.
Crazy person.
Nope. That's my ranking right there.
And here's the thing. Won't even knock you for the Chuck E. Cheese comment, because Chuck E. Cheese is good. I'll say it. I'll put that on record. Wow. I think Chuck E. Cheese pizza is kind of good. I like fake things.
Okay.
I like things that taste fake. And I'll tell you why. Because, like, in McDonald's, I don't like that their new chicken biscuits are,
taste
like,
real?
Actual bicket.
Bicket.
Actual chicken. I like the original patties were fake. If anyone is hearing this and understands,
the original biscuits were fake. Okay.
Yeah.
That's crazy. We're going to make that a shirt. Just pick it.
The original biscuits are fake.
Oh my gosh.
I should put Bojangles. I love Bojangles. We'll talk about that in part 3. No. False. No. Because I don't even know how to just
get your thoughts.
If you are Catholic and have,
I'm not.
Most, I don't, and this is just people that I've spoken to at, like, the CCD classes, would give out, like, pizza at the end of it, and it was almost always Hungry Howie's. So maybe I have, like, an attachment to it, but Hungry Howie's is so good. It's mm-hmm. gotta taste like Chuck E. Cheese. It tastes a little fake. I love a little fake food. Like the fake chicken from McDonald's. I liked it better than the real chicken biscuit now. And then my ranking would be Papa John's, Hungry Howie's, Little Caesars, and then Domino's.
There's Pizza Hut in that.
Oh, well, Pizza Hut wasn't on the list.
I know, but, like, where would it be?
Pizza Hut would probably be before Domino's.
Was that number three?
Wait, actually, no. Hold on. Papa John's, Hungry Howie's, Pizza Hut. Maybe Domino's and Little Caesars.
See, I also think...
Caesars, Domino's.
I think the thing that plays in it for Pizza Hut for me is that it was like the a la carte pizza at my elementary school, so I ate that almost every day.
Okay.
Plus the nostalgia of like the little restaurants, too.
Yeah, because you got the little red cups, so you had the salad bar, like super fun, love that.
Yes, ma'am.
But they had the one by Michael's.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
And I can get on board. I can get on board.
Nostalgia factor. With, like,
with a Pizza Hut. Yep. Oh my God, what about Cece's? Cece's Pizza, if you tell me that it's bad, I'm going to knock you to next Tuesday.
No, I think it's good. I didn't go there a lot as a kid, so, you know, maybe...
Do you go there now?
I don't know where one is.
There's one by USF.
Well, that's a little out of my way.
Okay, well, I'll go there for Cece's. It's literally, like, it's still, like, $8 a person.
But it's going to make you go to the bathroom. It's going to run through you.
Yeah, but you get Alfredo pizza, you get barbecue chicken pizza, you get the cinnamon apple pizza, you get brownies...
Yeah, 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 but I can't enjoy that if I have to shit the whole time.
I feel like you need to listen more.
Oh, okay.
You need to be more worldly.
Worldly? Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So I guess individually, if we're ranking them.
Our rankings counted as like the 10 out of 10.
Okay, because it was, like, individually, it would just depend. Papa John's, though... Okay, the thing I like about Pizza Hut, they have pasta.
Okay.
Okay. I was trying to give you a point for your stupid-ass Pizza Hut.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry.
John's has the garlic sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I hate it here. next one, Jimmy John's.
Oh! That's my sub. Myself.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you get from there?
Because they order it for whenever I'm like working long hours at the stadium, that's what they order for us. Either that or West Shore Pizza. And so whenever I get Jimmy
John's. I haven't had West Shore Pizza probably in like 10 years or something crazy.
But Jimmy John's is good. I'll go there occasionally, like on my own, you know, but most of the time when I eat it, it's from work. So with that being said, I usually get like it's like an Italian nightclub, or that's what they call it, or something like that.
Yeah.
So that's what I usually get. I'm like, it's not bad. It's like, it's probably the best sub, unless you haven't had Subway in a while and you have Subway. That's when I think it's superior.
Okay.
Or it's not superior. But Jimmy John's on like any, like, because it's fresher, I would think. Like, it tastes.
The thing about Jimmy John's, I think the only time I ever really ate it, to be so, like, transparent with the group, is, like, when I was drunk after McDitton's.
Okay, that's fine.
And I didn't really, like, love it. I thought it was okay. I thought it's definitely better than Jersey Mike's.
You're just not, like, subs in general? Like,
I love subs.
I would tell you, we'll end this debate right here. The ultimate sub is a pub sub.
Absolutely. Because that's the thing I was going to say.
You know.
Subs also, we should rank those because, like, Subway, Jersey Mike's, Jimmy John's, the next one's Firehouse Subs.
I've never been to Firehouse.
Okay, Firehouse Subs is so good. I feel like they have more of what I'm looking for. Like, they have, like, meatball subs. They have, like, hot chicken sandwiches. They have, like,
hot subs.
Roast beef.
Okay.
Corned beef, I think, maybe.
Okay.
So, a pub sub would definitely be number one, but I feel like number two would be, like, a Firehouse sub situation.
Okay.
Then...
You don't have to rank the subs.
Okay, well.
Yeah. Fine. Okay. Just give it a 10. Just give it out of 10.
Firehouse?
No, Jimmy John's. We haven't done that with Jimmy John's.
Well, Jimmy John's, I think, is ass.
Okay, so you can give it, what, a 4?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to give it a good 7.3.
Okay.
All right, didn't like that, but...
Well, that's fine. It's your opinion.
No, it's whatever. It's whatever.
Firehouse subs.
I can't speak on it. The way you're talking about it, I'll give it, like, a nice 6. 6.
Okay.
Just because I've never been there, I can't, like, you know, really. I can't really put, you know, like a taste. Like, from the commercials and everything. They have, like, a new, like, pulled pork, like, sub thing.
Yeah.
That looks good. I'm not gonna lie. But yeah. I've never had it, so I can't really. I'll give a 6.6 at best. I'm sorry if that offends you.
Okay. I'd give it, like, an 8.
Well. Okay.
Einstein.
Ooh. Ate it almost every single morning
at
before HTC.
Did they have one?
No, it was on the way. So, like, you're going straight down Dale. Maybe have that one. So, like, it'd be on my way. So, I'll just go in there. Get myself a nice bacon, egg, and cheese. And then with, like, a mocha. Ice mocha. And then...
Did you ever have the twice-baked hash brown casserole things?
No.
Delicious. They kind of taste like the hash brown casserole from... Not Carrabba's. What's that place? Cracker Barrel. Which, speaking of Carrabba's, they have a ghost kitchen that's them.
What do you mean?
As a sandwich shop. On Uber Eats. I ordered Uber Eats the other night, and Carrabba's has, like, a ghost kitchen that's literally, like, called, like, Carrabba's Little Bistro or something, mm-hmm. and all they have on it are, like, sides of, like, the soup, salad, fries, and, like, vegetables, and then sandwiches. So, like, a chicken marsala sandwich, like... A bruschetta, chicken bruschetta, like, sandwich.
What's a ghost? Is a ghost kitchen just, like...
A ghost kitchen is, like, a kitchen that is not the restaurant. It's not necessarily the restaurant that it's a part of. So, like, Carrabba's, that just happens to be theirs. But, like, there's one on Uber Eats called, like, Wings Express.
That's an actual place, by USF.
Okay, maybe not Wings. it's called, like, Wings to Express. It's, like, Wings to Go or something, like, okay. Wings Too Hot or something like that.
It's supposed to be, like, a Wingstop
place? Or? Yeah, but it's in Applebee's.
Oh, okay,
so
okay.
It operates out of... So that's the people from Applebee's making it, but it's not... No one...
It's like a secret menu just, kind of thing.
Kind of. It's just, like, it's a separate restaurant.
That you can only order from, like, Uber Eats.
Yeah. So, okay. Like, if you went to Applebee's... Like, if you go to the address, it's probably an Applebee's. But, like, if you go there, you can't, like, order
Hey,
from
give
there.
Me the... Give me the shabuya.
Right. Because, honestly, some of the Applebee's employees might be like, I literally don't know what you're talking about, nor do I care.
That's our next thing. We're going to film it. Go to Applebee's and be like, hey, give me the fucking wings.
Correct.
And they'd be like, no, we don't know what that is. No, sorry. Exactly. Sorry, bud.
I think a ghost kitchen's interesting, though. I feel like I'd be annoyed, though, as, like, a... Because I don't think they get paid any extra. Like, the cooks to, like, basically have to learn an entire other menu.
You know, I'll go apply and I'll come back.
You can work in the inside, like, dirty dining.
Was it the boss thing? The undercover boss?
I would be terrible at undercover boss.
I would love it. I'd grill so many people. I'd love that.
You would be... You think you'd be good at it?
Yeah. Yeah, I would be good at it.
Do you think you'd be able to, like, trick people?
Oh, yeah. I'd be able to trick people. Like, oh my gosh, like, it's my second day out here. Like, how do I work this machine?
They're like, bro, I don't fucking know. Yeah. I never knew it.
I'd be like... Alright.
The thing is, though, is I feel like depending on, like, the person now, if you reveal yourself, they're gonna be like, I literally don't care.
That's true.
That'd be me.
They'd be like, oh. And they'd be like, oh, so I should tell you that I'm quitting. Yeah. I'd be like, okay. Yeah.
That did not work in our favor.
Anyway, Einstein's, I'll give... Ooh, since it's, like, you know, most part of my life for a good 2 years, I'd give it a nice, like, 8.3 for breakfast.
I give it, like,
It's a personal factor, too.
I'm a hoe for a bagel.
Okay.
Probably gonna rate it, like, a 8.4.
I feel like you're gonna rate it a little bit higher until you heard my 8.3, and then you're like,
Well, because you were raving about it, and they gave it an 8.3. I feel like it's a little crazy.
That's pretty,
like,
good.
Maybe an 8.6.
That's good.
I just love it.
Yeah,
bagels. I love their cream cheese.
Yeah, their cream cheese is great. I love Einstein's.
No hate towards
I think it's better than, honestly, Dunkin' bagels.
Dunkin' is ass.
Okay, I think we went over that last podcast.
We did go over that last podcast.
So just emphasizing that. But
just emphasizing it's ass. And then the last restaurant we have on the list...
Is what?
Crystal Burger.
Can't you, like, buy... Crystal burgers at the store. That's White Castle, too.
Yes, but you can also buy both of them at the store.
And that's going to mess your stomach up.
White Castle is better than Crystal Burger, my opinion.
I agree. But, man, White Castle can mess my stomach up.
I know, but there's something so, like, American about getting, like, a sack of burgers.
You know what's going to happen? I'm going to be on my deathbed. I'm going to be, like, 70.
That's what I want on my deathbed is a sack of White Castle burgers.
Well, I'm going to be, like, 70 on my deathbed, and the doctor's going to come to me and be like, hey, I'm not going to lie, bro. You could have lived longer if you didn't down those White Castles you did 50 years ago. I'd still probably be alive.
So you do two for a check.
Those burgers are doing some damage to my body. I haven't eaten them in a while. Nor did I eat a lot of them, but, you know. Once you have one, they're just going to mess you up.
And also, you kind of just, like, pop them like Tic Tacs. Like,
that's
like
dangerous. That's so dangerous.
You get, like,
dangerous.
A 20-pack of them, you're just like, oh, well,
that's so bad. Dangerous.
That's nothing. So, Crystal Burgers overall, though, I feel like I would rate, like, a...
Where is the Crystals here? Like, they used to have one by Citrus Park Mall, right? Or
now, the closest one is, like, in Lakeland or something crazy.
Yeah, I'm not driving to Lakeland for some Crystal Burger.
Me and Kate have... Well, she lives in Plant City. We just drove past her house to go. And
can't
then,
be doing that.
Okay, you haven't lived. I don't know what to tell you.
Nah, it's not worth an hour drive.
Okay. Yeah, well, yeah, maybe from here. It's like 20 minutes from her house.
Okay.
You probably wouldn't drive 20 minutes, so that's okay. Would you?
No, for like a meal?
Like Crystal, yeah.
I have like my rotation here. And so it's like... I'll have, like, how do I say it? Like, I probably won't go more than, like, 15 minutes. If that makes sense. The only place I'll go longer is Fresh Kitchen. And okay. That's, like, 20 to 30 minutes.
Yeah, I can agree.
Like, I have Chick-fil-A right here, Chipotle, Moe's, like, all of that.
There's, like, a specific sushi restaurant that I like that's farther.
What is it?
Sushi Alive.
I've heard about that.
Delicious.
I've heard about
that. But it's all the way, like, in Odessa, Citrus Park area.
Yeah. We were going to go there, weren't we?
Probably.
We were going to go there with Ian. Ian and Brandy. But then we started going to, we went to Yoshi.
Wherever. That was a group.
No, what a,
yeah,
okay.
And we still have Brandy. Shout out Brandy.
Shipped Ian off in the military.
Well. Love that for the crew. Thank you so much for listening to our part two of our ranking of all these little restaurants. We'll probably do a part three now that we have opened our horizons that there's not just the first 20 that we did on the list.
Let us know if there's any that we missed that you would like to see on part three. And hopefully we'll get around to that. And if you have any problems with our rankings or anything... Most of you guys have our numbers.
Yeah, fine. You can talk to us about that. We will be taking a week off after this episode.
Why is that medicine?
Because I'm going on my honeymoon. So I will not be here to record.
I doubt you guys want to hear me tell a creepypasta story. So
if you do, leave it in the comments. Maybe he will. Because he's not going anywhere. So,
Madison decided not to take me on her honeymoon.
No, exactly, for whatever reason. But... After that, we will be back and better than ever. So,
hopefully, better than ever.
Hopefully.
Hey, fingers crossed. So I don't want to
figure it out.
I don't want to say something big is coming, but we got some plans for the future, and it's looking
bright.
Good.
It's looking bright.
It's looking good. So make sure, a little hint to that. Make sure you're following us on TikTok, Booze and Bays.
Maybe you'll see what we're talking about.
Maybe you'll see what I'm talking about. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Let's go.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure to subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts, and we will see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.